Diary, August 1892. Preston, Melbourne, Australia. August 3rd to 25th, 1892. August 3rd, 1892. Preston, Melbourne, Australia. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. I dare not center my thoughts upon myself. The Word of God, how full of comfort it is, how large with promise. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Christ is indeed the Word of life. His words are echoes of what God has said. He that hath seen me, he said, hath seen the Father. John 14, verse 9. We have no way of knowing what God is, except by gaining a knowledge of Christ, as he is revealed in the Word. August 4th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. During the past night, I slept more than usual, and for this I thank my Heavenly Father. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Saviour. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Isaiah 63, verse 7 to 9. Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28, verse 12, 13, 28. Psalm 17, verse 7, 8. And Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 13, also quoted. August 5th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. This has been a very busy day, as we have been sending off the American mail. During the month, I have written 150 pages. Some of this has gone to Africa, some to Europe, and some to America. Preston, Melbourne. All attended meeting except Sister Russo, May Walling, and me. I rested nearly all day, lying down. In the afternoon, May Walling and I rode out, that I might be benefited with the air. Walked Kit all the way, and nearly all the way back, but was refreshed. August 7th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. I rested better last night than I expected to, and for this I thank my Heavenly Father. Brother Russo and his wife have been with us since Friday. Sister Daniels, Sister Starr, and Elder Israel's two daughters spent the day here, preparing table linen, towels, sheets, etc., for the school which is soon to open. This afternoon I had a very pleasant ride with Willie and Brother Russo. We spent the time profitably in talking about the preparation for and management of the school. I pray that this school shall be conducted in such a way as to glorify God. May every lesson given be filled with the riches of true knowledge. August 8th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. I thank the Lord for his sustaining grace. I had a hard night. It was difficult for me to get into a position where I was free from pain. Brother and Sister Russo are still with us, also Elder Israel's daughters, who are making up the linen for the school boarding home. I am very desirous that every dollar expended in preparing for the opening of this school shall be wisely invested. Strong, unbleached sheets and good, durable table linen have been bought. There are many things yet to be purchased. Today I wrote 24 pages of letter paper, an address to the brethren and sisters in New Zealand. August 9th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. It is a beautiful morning. The Lord is good, and I praise his holy name. I greatly desire a clear, distinct idea of the subject of righteousness by faith in Christ. We have thought and talked on this subject far less than we should have done. Therefore, we have dwelt in the shadow of darkness, hopeless, faithless, without power to resist the tempter. We need clearer spiritual eyesight, that like Moses, we may be able to endure the seeing of him who is invisible. There is a great work to be done in Australia, a great work to be done in the Melbourne Church. In this city, we should have 100 missionaries at work, but instead, there are only a few Bible workers. What does this mean? My cry is, O God, wake up the people and make them laborers together with thee. Breathe into those who know the message for this time, the true missionary spirit. August 10th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. This morning, Emily and Brother Russo went to market, getting home again at 10:30. Fanny and Sister Russo rode out for an hour or two before dinner, and in the afternoon, May Walling, Anna and I drove to Thomastown, 3 miles away, to gather mustard and marrow dock for greens. August 11th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Last night, I did not sleep well. My mind was troubled, but I tried to lay my burdens at the feet of Jesus. Today, I have written 20 pages. August 12th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. I thank the Lord for rest and sleep during the past night. I cannot ride out today, as my team is to be used by Brother Russo in the interest of the school. August 13th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. I have passed an unusually disagreeable night. I was afflicted with pain in every limb, and 7 times during the night I was obliged to change my position. This means much pain. August 19th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. W.C. White, May Walling and I drove to the school, which is 10 miles from here, and found those there very busily at work getting things settled. We are well pleased with the place that has been chosen for the school. August 24th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. The school opened today. In the morning, Marion, Fanny, May Walling and I drove over from Preston, and after I had rested for a while in Brother Starr's room, I was taken down to the chapel, where the students had assembled. The meeting was opened by singing and prayer, and then Elder Tenney spoke in regard to our purpose in starting a school in Melbourne, and the difficulties which had been met in finding a suitable place. He expressed his satisfaction that all seemed pleased with the house that had been chosen. So far, not one word of dissatisfaction or criticism had been heard. I was then helped to the platform, and had much freedom in speaking for 30 minutes. W.C. White, Elder Starr, and Elder Russo followed, and their remarks were timely. I was able to remain throughout the meeting. This was a great victory for me. Thank the Lord, O my soul. August 25th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Today, all the family, excepting Anna and me, attended church at North Fitzroy. I shall be glad when the weather is warm enough for me to go to meeting on the Sabbath and bear my testimony to the people. There are some things which are urged upon my mind. The very first duty of a Christian is to be an earnest student of the Word of God. There are very few realize what these words mean. He is not to base his knowledge of God upon the opinions of some other men, but upon the truths of the Scriptures. God has given us the Bible as a revelation of himself. As those who are judgment-bound, we are to meditate upon this revelation and practice its rich treasures.